So I'm here with Allshot Academy manager Lee Collier. First time we've really got to speak to him since his time here. Lee, obviously your game tomorrow against Andover in the Conference Youth Alliance. How do you feel as you prepare for the game?
Yeah, we're going into it with a lot of confidence. Obviously, we haven't played for a couple of weeks, so it's been a little bit frustrating due to non-fixtures and the weather and stuff like that. But we've done a bit of work with the boys today in preparation for the game and had a little chat with them, and the boys seem up for the game.
Obviously, you mentioned that you haven't played for a couple of weeks. I know we're starting to slip behind a lot of teams in the conference, but we're still right in that league. How do you rate your chances?
Yeah, we're confident. Obviously, we had a good start to the season. It's been disrupted a little bit, kind of without any fixtures or games for the previous 3 weeks. But we've still got a lot of games in hand with the teams in and around us and at the top. So if we can kind of get some points on the board again in them five games that we've got in hand on certain teams, then that'll stand us in good stead. So we're looking to go into like the Christmas period in and around that top three if we can, and look to kick on after Christmas.
Excellent. And obviously, as well as the Conference Youth Alliance, we play in the Ryman Youth League. Obviously, again, not many games played in that. How do you think you'll do this season in the Rymans?
Yeah, it's been a slow process. Obviously, with the run we had in the FA Youth Cup and various other cup competitions we've been involved in, the league kind of fixtures hasn't really taken off. But we've played three now. We've won one, drawn one, lost one. We beat Northwood 2 weeks ago, 5-0 at home, where we played very, very well. And we drew 2-2 at Ashford last week, where we come from two goals behind and could have actually won it at the end. So we're looking to build on that. We've got two big games coming up against Hendon and Staines over the next couple of weeks. So they're flying high at the top of the league, and they're two of the stronger teams in that league. So we know how tough it's going to be, but if we prepare right and the boys are right mentally, there's no reason why we can't get some points on the board out of that.
Obviously, as well as the games getting called off for poor weather, obviously weather's not the greatest for training. Obviously, today you were with Complete over at Frimley on their 3G. What's the sort of relationship that you have with them guys?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I know Chris and Jamie very well over there. They've been good enough to let us train there because obviously Borley Road's been out of use because of the weather. So, you know, we spoke to Complete and they've been good enough to let us have the 3G in the morning for the boys to train on. And it's something different for the boys as well. It's a different kind of change of scenery for them. Obviously, it's on a 3G surface. So the boys have enjoyed the sessions over there, and I can only thank Chris and Jamie, you know, can't thank them highly enough, really, for letting us the use of the facility.
As well as the football side of the programme, obviously, we've got the college side, with Damien coming in as the tutor. How are the boys sort of finding the education environment?
Yeah, like I say, it's been, again, stop-start on that side of it, obviously with the previous tutor leaving within the first month of his employment. But the boys have kind of settled in. Now we've got kind of more of a structure in place and a timetable that works for all the boys, which involves education and football every day. We're starting to get that, and we're starting to get on top of the work now as well, which is good. So we're looking to really kind of kick that on now and make sure the boys are up to date with their work, and hopefully at the end of the year they'll come away with a high qualification.
I mean, as well as the progression on from here, we've had a few players leave, such as Jamie Sawyer onto England. What are your sort of thoughts in where these boys can go from here?
That's down to the players. You know, we've said that to them at the start of the season when I first came into the role. It's down to the individual, how high they want to go and how hard they want to work and what they want to get out of this academy. If they work hard every day in training, apply themselves in the right way on and off the pitch in terms of their discipline, then there's no stopping them from where they want to go. Whether that's at Aldershot first team or if that's within the professional game higher up the pyramid. That really is down to them. We're here to assist with that and help them develop and help them learn and help them understand the game in general. It really is kind of, like we say, down to that individual. We'll help and assist to wherever they want to go. And if they work hard enough, then they'll get their rewards.
I mean, you mentioned the first team pathway in there. Obviously, for the fans, is there a first team pathway for the boys?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. You know, obviously, Barry and Barks have just come into their role at the start of the season. Obviously Barry's been trying to assemble his squad, but he's been at most of our games in terms of the academy games, so he's managed to keep an eye on certain individuals that have done well. We've had three or four training with him over the summer, which is good for us, and obviously James Stallon on the bench pre-season against Chelsea. So it's down to the boys. First and foremost, they need to be good enough to be able to play at that level of football. You know, I'm not expecting Barry to just take players just for the sake of it to get them into his squad. They have to be first and foremost good enough to play at that level of football and be good enough to get into the first team. My job is to make sure that we have a nucleus of players within this academy that are good enough to step up when called upon. Obviously, the first team squad are not big in terms of numbers. They will get suspensions and injuries throughout the season. So we need to have players good enough and ready to step up if need be.
I mean, as well as the 18-19 programme, we have got the Ulster under-15s and under-16s. How much sort of involvement do you have?
Yeah, I kind of play, I oversee that, you know, from the background. I leave that up to Alan to oversee it, because he is kind of that youth development phase coach, manager. I leave him to get all that. He regularly kind of reports back to me who's doing well, how they've done. Over the next couple of weeks now, I'm going to have a bit more of an active role. Now it's kind of settled down my role, and I'm into the swing of things, where I'll be regularly attending training sessions and games, and keeping an eye on the boys in the under-15s and 16s. I'm watching to see who's good enough to come through for next year, really.
Obviously, we've got a trial coming up for the 18-19 programme on the 28th of November. What sort of advertisement could you give to any players listening to this now?
It's just a case of, they want to come into an environment where there's a pathway into the first team, into a fun work, an environment that we want to build. We want to build players for the future of this football club, and put foundation in. So if they're looking to develop and become better and learn the game and become better players and better individuals, then I would certainly recommend Aldershot Fine Football Club.
Finally, Lee, obviously employed by Knights Group Sports and academy manager at Aldershot Town, how are you finding it?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. You know, it's come into the role in July. It doesn't feel like it's been that long ago, really. It feels like it was yesterday I've come into the role. I can't believe I've already been here 5 months. It's gone that quick. But I've really, really enjoyed working for Knights Group and for Aldershot Town Football Club, and working with the players, and steadily showing some kind of progress. You know, from where we were in July to where we are now, we've made massive strides. But we don't stop there. We look to progress. We look to always improve and become better. And hopefully at the end of the season, we've been successful in the cup competitions and the league competitions that we're involved in. And hopefully we might be able to get some silverware on the table.
Lee, thanks very much, and all the best for tomorrow.
No problem. Thank you.